Today is a day of celebration. It is a celebration of the outstanding success of schools and individual learners from throughout the province in the 2010 National Senior Certificate examinations. We will be honouring some of those schools and individuals here today. But it must be remembered that there are hundreds of other young people and schools that are not present, but that have also contributed to the improvement in the quality of education in the Western Cape. It is together as a quality team that we have achieved success in 2010. Congratulations to you all. We have achieved some remarkable improvements, improvements of which we can all certainly be proud of today. Firstly, we can be proud that we have reversed a 6-year decline in the matric results. Secondly, we can be proud that in 2010, we saw more candidates than ever writing the National Senior Certificate examinations, passing the exams, and achieving passes with access to higher education. A central component of our vision for education in this province is to achieve greater retention of learners within the system. We are determined to ensure that every year increased numbers of learners write and pass the National Senior Certificate. This will ensure that more and more young people have taken a major step along the road that will lead to their becoming full and productive citizens of the Western Cape. Exactly this kind of increase has been achieved this past year, with more than 1,100 candidates passing in 2010 than in the previous year. Thirdly, we can be proud that we've improved the quality of passes achieved in 2010. We have successfully increased the pass rate in mathematics and science, increased the number of distinctions, and increased the number of schools with a 90% and above pass rate. Another reason for us all to be proud and to celebrate is that only 4 out of the 35,139 candidates who passed did not get access to some form of higher education. In other words, 99.9% of the learners that wrote the National Senior Certificate examination now have access to even more opportunity to build a brighter future. And finally, we can be proud that we have reduced the number of underperforming schools. This turnaround in the pass rate and the increases in various indicators underscore that we are making significant progress towards achieving our overriding objectives, namely to retain greater numbers of learners in the system and to improve the quality of learner outcomes. We will continue to build on this improvement as we believe that these results are both sustainable and credible, and are a reflection of the overall improvement in the state of education in the Western Cape. We will continue to promote retention in the system, giving every learner the opportunity to write and pass the National Senior Certificate. We will continue to provide additional support for schools and learners in 2011. We will, for example, continue to use many of the successful interventions and programs that we used in 2010, including our telematics and tutoring programs and the provision of additional learning support material. But building on the experience of 2010, we will do this earlier and better. We'll also continue to set bold targets for our schools in order to increase the number of passes that we achieve in grade 12 each year. These targets are challenging, but they are realistic. It is underscored by the fact that 792 candidates missed passing by only 1% in the 2010 National Senior Certificate exams. It is also significant to note that 8,433 candidates qualified for supplementary examinations. We believe that once requests for remarking have been met and the supplementary examinations completed, there is every chance we would have met or exceeded our 2,000 additional passes target for 2010. This will be a very impressive achievement in year one in government. But today, our primary cause for celebration is to acknowledge and celebrate the outstanding achievements of our top candidates and schools in this province. To the candidates sitting before us, I would like to thank you for the hard work that you have put into your studies throughout your school career. The result of this hard work has now paid off, and I sincerely hope that you realize just how proud this government, this department, and the people of the Western Cape province are of your achievements in these examinations. Many of you have reached this point despite living and learning in very difficult circumstances. This is a testimony to both your courage and to your perseverance. One such learner is Robin van Dyk from Vista Nova School, a special needs school in Rondebosch, who has achieved excellence despite barriers to learning. I would also like to recognize the achievements of Asavela Rawe. Asavela comes from Muzzi Bambani Secondary in Kraaifontein, a school that faces difficult social challenges. However, despite these challenges, Asavela has achieved an outstanding result in these examinations, with 7 distinctions to his name, and will today be receiving a Learner Subject Award for the highest mark in a subject. Congratulations, Asavela. Another subject award winner that I would like to acknowledge is Peter Egbert Kloon from Langenwerven Gymnasium daar in die ver verlate vlaktes van Oudtshoorn. Not only will he be featuring in our top 20 positions in our province, but he too will be receiving not one, but 2 subject awards this morning. A truly remarkable feat. To these learners and to all of you here today, I sincerely hope that you continue to take advantage of the opportunities presented to you. If you do, many doors will open to a brighter future. To those learners who are disappointed with their results, please know that this is not the end of the road. We will do everything to assist in improving your results in 2011, should you hopefully choose to do so. Many of you can apply to rewrite specific subjects in the supplementary examinations. We would like to support you in any way we can so that you can achieve the past results you are aiming for. Ons gaan vandag toekenningsmaak aan sommige van ons skole wat beteken nisvolle verbetering getoon het in die getal kandidate wat geslaag het en die gehalte van hulle werk. Dit sal insluit toekennings aan die top presterende skole van ons provinsie. Spesiale melding moet gemaak word van skole soos Bloemhof Hoërskool met 5 kandidate in die top 20 kategorie. Paul Roos Gymnasium, wat die hoogste aantal met een slaagsyfer van 30% en hoër opgelever het in 2 vak kategorieë, soveel as Weinberg Boys High, vir hulle constante akademiese prestatie gemeet aan een gegeven stel criteria. Zola Senior Secondary in Kailitsha has shown a significant improvement in the numbers passing over the period 2008 to 2010, while maintaining or increasing enrollment levels of full-time candidates in grade 12. They have achieved a remarkable 97 additional passes since 2008. Livingston High School in Claremont has produced 4 candidates who will receive special awards for meritorious academic achievements, and who will also receive a subject award for excellence in life science, producing the highest number of passes at 30% and above in this subject. To all the principals, educators and other staff, as well as school governing body members at these schools and the other schools in these categories, congratulations. Your dedication, commitment and passion for education do not go unnoticed. We continue to be proud of your efforts to improve the life chances of the learners that spend such critical years in your care. And we thank you for your contribution to this province's success. To the parents who have honored us by being here today, and to the countless thousands of parents who have supported our grade 12 class of 2010, our sincere thanks for your unstinting efforts on behalf of your children. It has been a privilege to have them in our schools. I would like to end by wishing you all a very happy new year. 2010 presented some challenges to us. However, we embraced it and we succeeded. Let us continue with this energy throughout 2011 and in the years ahead, ensuring that we build on the momentum created in the past year. I thank you.